Yeah. I decided to get one for my my screen in my office too.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
The Nora
one. Just peachy.
And so the football.
And there's Senator Osborne.
Yes.
I know you can turn it down.
I'm not.
But I'm fine.
That's the only one.
We're all in these 12 o'clock committees together.
So it's a little darker, softer looking, which is great for me. I always forget that I can actually turn down the light on the screen and get around me.
These bills quick?
Open it up. I don't know. Yeah, it's on. They're all okay. They're all going to be quick.
Okay. So.
And Craig is going to
testify. You mentioned. I saw that on this.
Wake up.
I don't let mine sleep.
Is it a setting?
Yeah. I forget how I got it. When I first got it, I was having trouble with the sleep.
This meeting of the Senate Environment and Energy Committee will come to order. We have three bills up. Before we get to them, I just want to mention that staff point out that we have 4 weeks until the first deadline. And as we get closer to deadline, hearings may get a little bit longer. And on most Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, we actually have 107 reserved after this time. We don't want to keep too much of that too long or anything, and I don't know that we'll need to, but we'll keep in touch with you if we do. We are going to be putting together an omnibus energy bill this year, and I think next week we're going to start hearing some bills for possible inclusion in that. And even though we haven't posted next week's hearings, we do plan on meeting both next Tuesday and next Thursday. And we are starting today. I think these bills, most of them should be fairly quick. Senator Peterson, you had this bill. You had a floor amendment on this last year, I think, but Senate File 340. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I did take the advice of some of my colleagues last session in terms of putting this together as a bill rather than amendment. So this afternoon, I want to thank the other authors on the bill, Senator Scalzi, Senator Coonan, Senator Brown, and Senator Schmidt have all signed on as co-authors of the bill. Members, I hope you had a chance to look at it ahead of time. It's very simple. It's really just four or five lines relating to the way the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issues solid waste permits. It simply just asks them not to issue that permit or the permit to expand an existing facility before the local officials would go first. So an example might be the township board or the county board. It would allow the local officials to take the vote before the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency would issue that permit. It's really simply just kind of a minor local control issue that I hope that you can support this afternoon.
To put the bill in the shape the author wants it, Senator Scalzi moves the A1 amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Is there
Chair.
Any discussion of that? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And Senator Peterson, I think in your case, the county wanted to go first. Some of them we know, Dakota County and some others apparently want PCA to go first. And this language would allow, in others, would give the local unit the decision who goes first, in effect.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that's correct. And members, it simply gives any municipality, whether that be a city or a county or township, to go first if they so choose rather than the Pollution Control Agency.
Okay. And I heard that Craig Johnson with League of Cities may wish to speak to the bill. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Craig Johnson with the League of Minnesota Cities. Very much appreciate the effort that has gone into working on this legislation, both last session and this session. The amendment that was made today does address some technical tweaks we wanted to make sure happened last session as we worked on this. League of Cities, the Association of Minnesota Counties, Townships, some solid waste interests, and a number of senators worked on this language to get it in the form that you see in this amendment. And really, it just allows all the options so that If the local unit of government wants the agency to proceed first so that they get the benefit of that technical review and using their science staff, they can do that. But otherwise, the local government would have the option of saying that we want to finish our permitting before you can start yours.
And thank you. Is there questions from the committee? Is there anybody from PCA who wished to speak to this? I think I heard that they were okay with this, with the language where the local government said it. I'm getting a signal from there that they apparently are okay with this. Is there any further discussion from any members of the committee? Anybody else who needs to speak to the bill? If not, Senator Osmick moves Senate File 340 as amended be recommended to pass. And I believe this goes straight to the floor. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Peter. Senator Tomasoni, St. Louis County tax forfeited land sale modification.
Now we can grind to a slow halt.
And
what did I miss?
And I'm told this bill may be laid over for possible inclusion in the lands bill?
Yep. Yes, that would be fine, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman and committee members, Senate File 657 just corrects an oversight from a law that was passed a couple of years ago that allowed for the sale of a number of county lakeshore leases to leaseholders in St. Louis County. Out of the 280 parcels that were allowed for sale by leaseholders, one was found to be on county fee land and not on tax forfeited land. And so what this bill does is just allows for that parcel to be sold along with the others that were sold before. And so it just adds county fee land in, and that's all it does.
Okay. Mr. Ungaro, you want to speak to the bill quickly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. John Ungaro, Government Relations Director for St. Louis County. Just here to make sure that if there's any questions you have, I can answer them. As Senator Tomasoni described the bill, it is quite simple. 2 years ago or 3 years ago in 2012, you passed a law that allowed us to sell our 282 county tax forfeited parcels, which are leased lots where cabins are on. And over the course of the past few years, as we're getting ready to sell those lease lots, we found one of the 282 that wasn't on county tax forfeited land, but instead was on county fee land. And since the legislation 3 years ago only allowed the sale of county tax forfeited riparian land, we wanted to make sure that this one lot was also added since it's county fee land.
Senator Eaton.
Thank you. Are there currently people that have cabins currently on this land?
Mr. Chair and Senator Lisa Eaton, yes, there are. Most of these lessees are right now in the process of determining whether they are interested in purchasing these. If they're not, then they will go to public auction.
Is there further discussion?
Are there any on purchase?
I think the reason we were going to take this one separately was because Tax Committee at one point had expressed interest in the bill, and apparently they've changed their mind, and so you're okay with this putting this in the lands bill?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
And Senator Herr is going to be hearing the lands bill things, but we figured since Mr. Ungaro was already down here before we heard Tax Committee didn't, we figured give the hearing here, and then I hope all the lands subcommittee members are.
I needed to brush up on my bill presentation also. So
yes.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest that perhaps we can hear it here, and then I could just add on to Anubis bill.
Okay.
Yeah. So that it's well saved the time of Senator Thomas only being here.
We were just going to just lay over and figure this could be, count as your part of the hearing, because
I don't
sense a whole lot of controversy over this one.
I don't think
Senator Tomasoni never has any controversy.
I don't believe there's any here. Did
okay.
I not? Did I not say non-controversial? I didn't say that.
You should have said.
I should have said that.
That's what it is. Okay. Should we lay it over then? And we'll just lay the bill over and take it up in the land subcommittee.
Okay. Thank you.
With that, thank you, and thanks for coming down, Mr. Ungaro. Senator Saxog, Sustainable Forest Incentive Act withdrawal procedures.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members. We're presenting Senate File 673. This bill will allow removal of lands from SFIA, the Sustainable Forest Incentive Act, Incentive Act. Without penalty, when those who are in the SFIA become enrolled in a state permanent conservation easement. The easement has to be at least as restrictive as the SFIA program, and I think what I'd say simply is that what we're trying to do here is prevent the fragmentation of our forests and try to encourage the consolidation of forests. And both these programs that we're talking about would do that. So with me today is Dave Zemeta with Minnesota Forest Resources Council, and he's going to give a brief presentation and help me answer any questions on this particular
Thank you, Senator Saxon. Mr. Zemeta, welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dave Zemeta. I'm Executive Director of the Minnesota Forest Resources Council. My council represents a wide array of diverse interests from federal to state, county governments, private landowners, industrial, environmental, conservation interests, tribal interests, and an array of others. I've conferred with quite a number of my members and those that have particular interest in this bill, including the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, my chair, Dr. Robert Stein, who was appointed by Governor Dayton as chair of this council, the Minnesota Forest Industries. Wayne Brandt represents that entity on my council as a primary forest products industry member. Sean Hamilton, who represents conservation organizations on the council, he is a staff person for the Trust for Public Land. I've also conferred with the Nature Conservancy, and their Kim Scott, who's their public affairs person, represents them here at the legislature. All of these different entities are in support of this bill or don't have a problem with the bill. I want to say I have not conferred with the Department of Revenue, and I don't speak for the Department of Revenue. They're not a direct member of my council, so I let them speak for themselves if they're present. Our council, I think, would broadly support this bill. This would facilitate more conservation easements, particularly in the part of large acreage forest landowners. And I'll quote from a report that we did for the administration, particularly for DNR Commissioner Landwehr on the competitiveness of Minnesota's primary forest products industry that we completed back in December 2014. Read a direct quote from page 21. The Sustainable Forest Incentive Act covenant covers only an 8-year period, while a permanent conservation easement is much better for ensuring the lands will remain forest far into the future, thereby assuring long-term timber supply. That's what this report was interested in, is long-term timber supply. But not only that, these conservation easements help supply clean water, wildlife habitat, biodiversity conservation, carbon sequestration through the forest land that's protected, wetland conservation. For example, the easement that was done a number of years ago through UPM, Kimony, Bland and Paper Company, conserved over 60,000 acres of wetland as part of that 187,000-acre easement. So it's not a trivial matter in terms of wetland conservation. And this bill would help promote conservation easements. It's a positive bill from all those different perspectives, good in terms of economic development, good in terms of environmental protection. My council broadly would support it.
Thank you, Mr. Zemeta. Questions from the committee. Senator Eaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How would this affect the tax rate or tax situation for people who have the sustainable
Mr. Chair, Senator Eaton, you know, we're just going to have to assume that somebody's interested in going from SFIA to a permanent easement is going to find that it's to their best advantage financially. Of course, the state appropriates money for the SFIA. Money that goes into permanent forest easements can come out of the state, but most recently they've come out of the Lassard Sam's Outdoor Heritage Council legacy. There's federal legacy funds that will go to this, so to some extent, I guess you'd have to say it does benefit the general fund, and that it won't have to put out as much money.
No.
Senator Eaton.
So to clarify, Senator Satsang, people who currently are getting a tax break because their land is under the SFIA don't get it anymore once it's in there.
Have a little fun with my house paper.
Well, the biggest thing that we're after in this bill is that they won't be penalized. You know, before they had to wait to the end of their 7 years, so that they had this easement. It's not obviously permanent. It's a 7 year agreement with the state of Minnesota. So, if at the end of 2 years they decided, we think we want to put this in a permanent easement, they wouldn't have to be part of that agreement that makes them go for 7 years.
Senator,
got another answer here.
Senator Eaton, and members of the committee, Mr. Chair, I would clarify, under existing state law, and just read in the bill here, it says, since May 30th, 2013, the definition of forest land under the Sustainable Forest Incentive Act specifically excludes land subject to a new conservation easement. That what that says is, under existing law, and this bill wouldn't change that, you can't enter into a conservation easement and be eligible for the Sustainable Forest Incentive Act. That's existing law. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Zemeta.
Yeah, are there any further questions or discussion from the committee? Anybody from the audience who needed to speak to the bill? If not, Senator Eaton. Ooh, Senate File 673, not amended. This does go to taxes. Be recommended passed and referred to the Committee on Taxes. Is there any discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
As fast as we've ever gone through three bills in this committee.
We can change that.
Let me get my rim shot ready for that one. Hold on.
With that, this meeting is adjourned.